Last Christmas, Daniel James Brown's popular book about ultimate underdogs became the George Clooney-directed film, enjoyed worldwide.
As one! As one!
Those words in the film yelled by actor Luke Slattery. He played the part of University of Washington rowing coxswain Bobby Mock.
No, had never rowed in my whole life, but thankfully there was a two-month training process where we trained with real athletes, wise beyond their years, and they imparted all of their knowledge to me.
Does your personality fit a coxswain?
I'm a little more laid back, and I never really yell, ever. So in that way, no, it doesn't. But I do think you need to be adaptable to be a coxswain, and you got to rise to the occasion.
Slattery and other Boys in the Boat cast members are in Seattle for this Saturday's Windermere Cup crew races on the Montlake Cut.
And do you get the whole Windermere Cup thing and why Washington rowing is such a big deal here in the Pacific Northwest?
100%. You have, like, there's this incredible history that's at the center of the identity here, and it means so much to so many.
University of Washington men's crew coach Michael Callahan is thrilled the movie has generated interest in a sport which is often underappreciated.
There's a lot of people on the cut that want to come back to, you know, celebrate the program, remember their time. So, yeah, I think there is been a bump, but I'm hoping the recruiting bump happens, you know, for rowing in general. I think it was a great story. I think Daniel James Brown and the movie have done us a service as a, you know, rowing in general. So I'm hoping to see that even more so in the next few years.
Maybe we can row as a team.
If you guys don't get yourselves figured out, you're not racing at all.
The boys, that boat, Saiga.
In 1936, Washington pulled off the upset, winning the Olympic rowing gold medal, Italy the silver. And this Saturday, UW's current boys and girls in the boats take on Italian national teams. I'm Bill Swartz, Northwest News Radio.